This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
And my special guest tonight is a young man who sings, and he decided to create a project to sing with four trombones after his previous project where he sang with what we might call a more expected group of two guitarists and drums, using a collection of obscure love songs, is the way he describes it. He believes those songs highlight the in-between moments of a relationship. Josh Kyle recorded the work and premiered it last year at the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues as the Trombone Song Cycle, in the beautiful acoustics of the Wangaratta Cathedral. It is my pleasure to welcome to Bent Notes, winner of the Australian Jazz Bell Award for Best Australian Jazz Vocal Album for 2019. Welcome, Josh Kyle. Hello, Josh.
Hi, David. How are you? Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure indeed to have you, Josh. Congratulations. A very well-deserved win for that album, for the award, based upon the album The Trombone Song Cycle. Did you have a sense when you were putting the album together that it might be an award winner?
Not at all, actually. I thought, you know, this was just something that I was really passionate about doing, and it's sort of an idea that really made sense to me, that seemed to be a bit of a crazy risk when I discussed it with other people. But no, I never thought it would be an award winner, but I just knew it was something special, and I'm glad people have listened to it and it's been acknowledged.
What was the passion that you felt for it?
I just think with the kind of music I was making, it was about creating a sound world that I was really interested in, and one that the voice could really explore. And I'd always had a fascination with how similar the trombone sound was to, the male voice. You know, how that could be a tool in itself. What things could come from that similarity, and what could you draw out of it?
Had you experienced that grouping before, trombones and male voice?
Yes, but not with the trombone quartet. I did look and I didn't find anything like that, but I'd certainly heard, you know, trombones with male and female voices, and it just sings really beautifully. So I thought, if I'm going to explore that sound world, I'm just going to deep dive and go head first.
That you certainly did. Now, we don't often associate the human voice with anything other than what we're doing at the moment, talking or maybe singing songs with the words that we can understand. When in your musical upbringing did you get introduced to the style of vocal presentation that you've used in the song cycle, where it's vocal sounds more often than any words?
Yeah, that's right. That's been a gradual thing over my life, over my career of singing, just exploring what else is out there. You know, I think jazz by its nature is an exploratory art form, and so I think you always end up looking at how your instrument can be used in other ways, or how else it can be challenged. And so, you know, you start looking at different ways of using the voice, and if lyrics are needed, and what wordless singing looks like and sounds like, and all the different various textures that are made available to you. And you know, actually, it's not so uncommon in other cultures, you know, that sort of vocalization of sound. And so really it's just about using what's available to you and putting it into a more traditional context.
When you're using your voice in that style, is it more challenging than when you sing a song that's written with words?
It can be. I mean, I think also when you don't have lyrics, you have the vowel sounds, or the way that you choose to produce the sound allows you to increase the technical difficulty in other areas. Look, it can be much easier, but it also can be much harder.
There's certainly a whole lot of different sounds that you produce in the trombone song cycle that are so far away from words. It's amazing to listen to some of them. And of course, you're moving over the entire scape of frequencies from the upper registers down to the lower ones. It's just amazing to listen to.
It's great. You know, I'm always trying to find ways to extend my instrument and find ways to make it bigger and find what else I can get out of it. Much the same way that, you know, the trombones do that with various mutes and slides and all sorts of things that are built into their instruments. So that was sort of a really fun thing to explore, as to, you know, how close we could get them, but also how different we could make them.
Now, you mentioned the trombone players there. You've got four trombonists playing on the album. How long did it take you to select those trombonists? And was there anything particular that you were looking for in them?
It was very much about putting together a group of soloists. I wasn't necessarily concerned with creating just a very standard section sound that was very uniform. I mean, we do have that in some moments, but really this group of trombone players are all incredible and individual soloists in their own right. So a very distinct sound, and I thought that was far more interesting to me, putting them together. You know, Adrian Sheriff is just a phenomenal trombone player, but just a terrifyingly good bass trombone player. There's an incredible time and sound. You know, Jordan Murray's such a beautiful melodic player. James McCauley breaks my heart every time he plays. And, you know, James Greening, I'd grown up watching play, and just the joy that falls out of him when he plays is just infectious. So there was, you know, they were really the ones that I just thought of straight away, and for very specific reasons. As Andrew Murray and I were working on the music and the arrangements, it was about how do we highlight them as individual voices and bring them together in a cohesive way that doesn't diminish their individuality.
We certainly achieved that from what I saw last year at the Cathedral in Wang. It was a beautiful presentation where we weren't watching four individual soloists. We were watching one group of people playing together as a team, and in this case as a musical team, and a musical ensemble, and the sound was just amazing as it came through. Josh, what is next for Josh Kyle?
the wonderful question. You know, you actually mentioned the guitar project, and I always had in my mind that there would be a group of three projects that would form one larger work. And so there was the two guitars and drums, the four trombones, and so there is this, you know, the third project, and I'm not quite sure yet, but it could have some electronics in there, but really it's going to be about a vocal sound. It's a bit of watch this space at the moment. It's sort of bubbling away in the background, but it's going to be exciting.
Once you mentioned the word electronics, that could be extremely exciting indeed. There's so much that can be done, isn't there?
Well, that's right, and it's just another sound world that I haven't really yet explored. And again, I think this sort of improvised vocal music can really go anywhere. So, yeah, it should be an exciting little final installment, this little trio of projects.
Well, I will look forward to that. I'll look forward to seeing it up there on the Bell stage, perhaps.
Fingers crossed.
Exactly. Well, Josh, thank you very much for taking the time out tonight to have a quick chat. Following the awarding of the Best Jazz Vocal Album of the Year, it was great to hear that you were the recipient, and I reckon it's time to hear something from the album itself now. But one last question. You've written the songs, they're love songs or obscure love songs.
Yeah.
Where did they come from? Are they based upon personal experience, experience of others?
Yeah, both, actually. Some of the lyrics, for example, are verbatim taken out of conversations that I've had. Others are observations of some friends of mine, things that they've been discussing or going through. So it's a combination of both. But, yeah, it was just trying to see about, what does that look really mean, or what does that sigh really sound like? And then trying to unpack it from that direction.
And convert those sighs and senses into some type of musicality. You've done such a great job on that, Josh. Congratulations again. And again, thank you for speaking to us here on Joy. We're going to have a listen to number 5. My guest on Bent Notes has been the winner of this year's Australian Jazz Bell Award for the Best Jazz Vocal Artist of the Year, Josh Kyle.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy.
Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.